two tiny Delaware villages' efforts to thwart the replacement of electrical transmission towers have been derailed by a power company's legal buzzsaw, WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Delmarva Power's seven-tower project in northern Delaware cuts through a half-mile stretch of Ardentown and Ardencroft. It's a bucolic area whose 500 residents cherish living in what they call a forest ecosystem. The two towns enacted laws in recent months that banned the new towers and high-voltage lines. But last month, the utility sued Ardentown and cited a century-old easement that allows them to replace the towers. Facing formidable legal fees, Ardentown rescinded two laws that aimed to cut down the project. Ardencroft had already canned their law. Lisa Wilson Riblett is an Ardentown trustee who worries about the fate of woodlands and disruption of lead-contaminated soil from the existing towers. She said Delmarva has a deal with the state to remediate their lead pollution, but residents were left with no choice but to vacate the new laws.
Trying to go up against Delmarva when you're a little tiny village is quite difficult. But the people in the town are very proactive, and they're still working toward trying to make this the best situation that we can.
Town Chair Melissa Parsonson agreed.
The risk of going to court and you don't know how a judge is going to decide, it's very frustrating.
Delmarva spokesman Brian Ahrens says the project is going forward as planned to upgrade a 4.5-mile line that serves 13,000 customers, not just the two villages.
We're committed to working closely with our customers to reduce any impacts and keep everyone informed along the way.
Parsons encountered that Delmarva has been less than forthcoming, but hopes that will change.
They could bring in trucks tomorrow, and we wouldn't be none the wiser. They just have not been open with us.
Delmarva says the project should be completed by the end of 2026 and protect against more severe weather. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.